talking the other day after the win over the Blackhawks, did not mince words about tonight's game between the Yotes and the Colorado Avalanche. Quote, Friday night is the most important for the Coyotes in what?
8 years?
How many years? You can't freeze. I don't want them to be scared. I want them to embrace it. Close quote. Game faces off at 6 o'clock. You'll hear it on ESPN 620. And joining us right now, the president and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, as they're about to embark on this big, big night for them, Aaron Cohen, who joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Big day. I'm sure you guys are excited over there.
A huge day. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Take me back to the decision when you guys decided to part ways with Dave Tippett and decided to make a new coaching change and go with Rick Tocchet. I've known Rick for a long time. I think it's a terrific hire. He's got head coaching experience. He was in Pittsburgh as an assistant. Just why was he the right guy for the job?
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little late in the process, and we're looking at a couple different people, and John Chaik and myself sat down with Talk, and the thing that was just immediately apparent was he's just a leader of men, and you could tell this is just a guy that could take a lot of our young players and really get the most out of them. And, you know, it's, you know, really happy with the decision. He's done a phenomenal job for us. You know, I know I'm biased here, but you know, I support him for the Jack Adams Award this year. He's done a hell of a job. And, you know, I think most importantly, our guys would run through a wall for him. And that's what you want with a coach. So I can't say enough about the job that Talk's done and the job that John Chaik did to find him and really put all these pieces in place.
What sort of sense of anticipation has been in and around the organization about tonight's game over the last 24 hours or so? What's been the mood around the organization the last 24 hours or so, Aaron?
Well, you guys said it right. I mean, it's the biggest game in the past 7 or 8 years. You know, it's really exciting. You know, it's nice to be playing these meaningful games at the end of March, early April here, and these games really mean something. So, you know, I think everybody's, you know, our team's loose and ready to go. And, you know, this is essentially playoff hockey right now. I mean, it started on Tuesday night against Chicago. Great atmosphere out at the arena. And then now we got this one. And then come back on Sunday night, we got to bring it against the Wild. Or Sunday afternoon, I should say.
I know you guys have seen some positive numbers on the business side. Attendance, ticket sales, and things like that. Have you seen a nice little push over these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, we have. It seems like we've really captured the attention of this whole town. And people have been great. Everybody's supporting us and jumping on the Yotes wagon. And, yeah, I mean, we're actually about to go to standing room only for our game on Sunday. So those of you who haven't gotten the tickets yet, go to ArizonaCoyotes.com and get the last remaining tickets. And then, you know, we got a game on Tuesday against the Kings, and we finish up against Winnipeg next Saturday night. But it's been great. I think the whole Valley is really supporting us right now, and we need it as we push for the final spot in the playoffs.
Is when you guys got to the trade deadline, the Coyotes were quiet. They didn't make any moves to bolster the attack or to add, and a lot of other teams did. How much is finances a part of that? Your guys' ability to stand still and not be able to make a trade and add on salary to help, does finances become a big part of that, those issues when you get to the trade deadline?
No, not at all. I mean, I think the biggest motivator was for John when he was looking at this. You know, we lead the league in man hours lost. And despite all of that, we've put together a special team that's playing very good hockey and has really good chemistry. So, you know, I think it was, you know, more of a decision. Hey, look, let's not rock the boat. Let's keep going in the direction that we're going with this great chemistry.
Aaron Cohen, president and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Aaron, I don't know if you're a superstitious man or not, is what the professional talker meant to say. But I noticed that your Stanley Cup playoff tickets went on sale, what, yesterday, right? Was that something you kind of held your breath when you did? Because there are some superstitious people out there who might look at that and go, ooh, but you got to do it, right?
Yeah, that's one of those things. I mean, you know, there's just everybody's knocking on a lot of wood all around everywhere, the office, home, you name it. Look, I mean, it's one of those things in the sports industry, you just have to prepare, right? You can't sit there and then all of a sudden you're in the playoffs, then you go, oh, shoot, you know, we didn't want to jinx anything, and now, you know, there's not enough time to execute. You don't want to be like, there's that documentary on Netflix about that fire music festival. You don't want to be like that thing. So you have to prepare. But, you know, I mean, we're excited. You know, it's nice to be talking about the playoffs with this team. It's been a long time since we were doing that. So it's a testament to a lot of people around here, a lot of hard work. And, you know, we're ready to roll. So a couple games left. We got to bring it. And then we are hopefully bringing back the whiteout to Phoenix here.
All right. If they lose to Colorado tonight, we're gonna put the blame squarely on you for putting the playoff tickets on sale earlier.
All right, so you're gonna have to take that
if they lose tonight and fall 4 points back and Colorado has the advantage. Yeah, we're gonna blame you. No, I understand.
You're killing me, Gambo. Don't tell Talk that, man. He's a lot tougher than me. I can't have him knocking down my door coming after me.
No,
all good thoughts, good vibes tonight. We're really excited for tonight's game.
I was excited about something you guys did in the community. I want to bring up too. I mean, growing up in Long Island, you know, we played on ponds. We played, you know, anytime a lake would freeze over, we'd play. When a pond froze over, when a sump, we had sumps in New York. When a sump would freeze over, we'd play. But then we also had deck hockey rinks too. And, you know, I grew up playing ice hockey, and deck hockey was really super popular for where I'm from. And you guys just built a deck hockey rink with GCU at Grand Canyon University. So I was excited to see that. Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, our goal is to expose everybody in the state to hockey. And, you know, listen, I wish I could run around and build a lot of ice hockey rinks, but they're a little expensive and you know, I got short arms, so I can't reach into my wallet all the time for that. But what we can do is we can come up with a lot of these deck hockey rinks and provide a great opportunity for kids to learn how to play. And the nice thing with these is you can play roller hockey, you can play street hockey. You know, you just think about all the future opportunities for, you know, parents to go out with their kids and teach them, you know, how to shoot you know, all those special moments that they get to share together. And, you know, we see this as an investment, a long-term investment in infrastructure and building hockey throughout Arizona. And, you know, we obviously have the great Austin Matthews story and our very own Lindsey Fry, who works for us, coming out of Arizona and going on to become a U.S. Olympian. And what I like to think about is how many more kids are going to follow in their footsteps and rise to the highest levels growing up here in Arizona. And there's no reason why it can't be us and why this can't be a hockey powerhouse going forward.
Well, Aaron, best of luck tonight to the entire organization from all of us here on the Burns and Gambo show at the radio station.
We really won't blame you. We promise.
No, we won't. And I'm knocking on wood when I say this. Just a reminder, Coyote Stanley Cup playoff tickets are on sale. They went on sale starting yesterday, and they are available. You can get more information at ArizonaCoyotes.com or calling 480-563-PUCK. So good luck tonight. We're looking forward to a win over Colorado, and thanks for joining us, Aaron. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys. Let's go. Let's get one tonight.